podcast for, now look at the date, July 14th, 2021. You know, time is kind of flying kind of fast. And, you know, this is the B. Clark Martin podcast. And I am doing the best I can to stay consistent. I can't talk about consistency. I like to live how I speak. I don't like to be telling people one thing and I'm living a whole different lifestyle. I like to kind of be real with people. Let people know I don't have much. You know, I'm starting from the bottom. Saying until I'm where I want to be. Interesting times, challenging times for a lot of people. I don't think any of us have seen a time like this where everything is changing. And it's starting to rain right now. Perfect timing, I guess. Started this podcast and it started raining. So, hopefully I can rain down some knowledge. Rain down some information. Getting some pretty good feedback on the little alien series I got. I might end up doing a little mini comic book, something simple, just something to get people excited about. I had some ideas. Can't reveal too much. Thinking about doing some alien comic book series. There's lots of rain and it's, you know, there's one artist like Jim Lee, like. The way he draws, it's like he could draw like a poodle getting hit by some rain, you know, and it looks so cool. But like, it's good to go out and like look at real world stuff, because like I'm looking at the rain right now in real time, and I see streaks going across the darker colors, right? So this rain. There's no wind right now, so this rain is like vertical. So I know that if I do a painting or drawing, sketch, black ink, because people love black and white artwork. It goes with anything. But if I do a painting, an art piece, a sketch, I would do it so the streaks would go across the darker colors to give you that rain effect. Then I'm trying to pay attention right now to the, you know, where those particles are hitting. And I'm just looking at the colors. The raindrops have a dark tone to them, and they have that bright portion to them. So that kind of helps me to kind of see, okay, well, if I have a window scene, I want to have that as well. Maybe you're looking at the painting through a window, through a lens. You see the water splashing on the window. So these are cool things. And of course, it's fun to study these things, and I have them all kind of down packed. You can find a lot of different real life, real world stuff that looks cool, and it's you know, helps when you're trying to understand color, light, and all that good stuff. Smash this window out. Sad people do this type of stuff. Make people's lives miserable. I'm gonna talk about my time. I like to talk about growth experiences. One time I had a lot of growth. Getting my car broken into on my 23rd birthday. It was an interesting day. When they're in the club having a good time with my friend, it was interesting because I had thought I forgot something in the car, so I told my friend, hey, let me go outside and check. Go outside and check and see if I left it. Then he told me, and I said, oh, you know what, never mind. We probably, if I'd have went outside, I probably would have found the people who were breaking into my car that might have got violent. So, you know, it would have probably got violent. Ain't nothing like catching a thief, boy. Oh, that must be a hell of a feeling. Let me know if out there in podcast land, if y'all have caught a thief before. But anyways, we were having a good time. We had some drinks. I had some Patron. I had a shot of Patron. And Patron. You know. And I was dancing, having a good time, drawing the crowd around me. And all of a sudden, you know, the time goes on. You know, I was dancing with a few young ladies. Had a good time. And then I went outside and I saw some CDs on the ground. Then later on I went closer, getting up closer to my car, and I noticed that the window was busted and the blood was all in the seats and like the napkin that they punched the window out with was on the floor of the car. They took a bunch of my CDs. They took a bunch of, my favorite CDs. I had a Michael Jackson and Chris Brown CD, which I do like those two artists very, very much so. They took on two of my favorite CDs that they had. It was Chris Brown exclusive and Michael Jackson's Greatest Hits collection. It was a black CD. And they took both of them. And I was pretty mad about it. They tried to take the air conditioner and then they tried to steal the car. So that wasn't a fun experience. Not at all. So, basically, I went through that devastating experience and learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about my character. As soon as I saw the car like that, I took my shirt off. My friend took his shirt off. We were ready to fight. We were ready to find these guys, whoever the heck they were. And to add insult to industry, one of these police officers in the area I was living in, Tennessee, which Tennessee is, I'm telling you, is not friendly. Not a friendly place sometimes, especially for young black males. I will say that. And we went over there to Tennessee and had a good time at that club. You know, we couldn't see anything. We couldn't find anybody. So we just went on ahead and went home. And I was upset, frustrated. And that's where things started to kind of downward spiral. I had to get out of that damn hellhole. I hate to say that. hellhole of a situation. You know, I didn't have, I think I had insurance. Yeah, I had insurance. I didn't cover a certain, I think it was like basic liability or something. It was like basic insurance. It wasn't like full coverage. Full coverage is better, you know. So anyways, you know, I had to drive around with that situation so I can get it all fixed. I get it all fixed, and then I head over to, I moved, I had to move, and then I went over to Vicksburg, Mississippi again, and, you know, car, somebody drove into my car and drove off. So I didn't become too fond of cars, and I paid that car off. You know, after that person drove into the car, I went on ahead and sold it. You know, they drove into the car and drove off. I tried to find that guy. He was a coward. He never showed his face. He's a coward. So I went on ahead and sold the car because I was tired of vehicles. I was tired of dealing with the crap, the car. So I went on ahead and sold it. And, you know, that was that. And basically, going through all of that, and put a lot of stress on me, put a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety on me, and I decided to eventually get another car. And eventually, I did get another car, and I was just kind of like, frustrated, you know, going through all of that stuff. But through it all, it taught me a lot of valuable lessons. You can apply this to your artistic journey. And that is, you know, despite all of the things that song, isn't it Pink or one of these artists that say, "What doesn't kill you make you stronger, a little bit longer, something like that, stronger, make you stronger, make you more wise." They kind of keep things simple and have plenty of extra money when you keep things simple. You need a lot of extra money pursuing art, any kind of artistic journey. Keep things simple and you find life to be easier. Not so much struggle. Because right now I'm ready to be a full-time artist again. You know, it's, I'm dealing with a lot of these traumas. It's traumatic, you know, it's good to get therapy. It's good to have some type of healing process take place so you don't end up snapping and losing it. You're gonna have these types of struggles with art too. You know, that's why this podcast today is about overcoming these struggles of being an artist. You know, at times where I had art shows that I thought were gonna go well, and I ended up spending as much money as it cost me to be at the venue. And you're going to have those times. And then times where you make good money, but, you know, it's a struggle. It's never that easy. So, somebody asked me to do some artwork, and they when we put their initials in the painting, you know, in the sketch. It's kind of messed up. It's really messed up, actually. You know, I think about it. Hindsight is always 20/20. You know, sometimes you do need that extra money so you can say, "Hey, I'll take a day off." You know. I don't know why, but people treat me, you know, sometimes like supposed to do everything for free and just a wallet, you know. And far from it, you know. Starving artist is what I am. I'm trying to get my artwork to sell. And, definitely not an easy thing. So, try to stay positive out there. You know, you're going to go through a lot of struggles. You know, you're going to lose money. And the times where you think things are supposed to go a certain way, things change. And just look at this whole CV COVID situation. You know, it changes a lot of people's lives. And, you know, a lot of depression, anxiety, and hopelessness. So, you gotta stay up, try to stay as positive as you can. And in time, you'll overcome those struggles, things of that nature. It takes time, patience, dedication, hard work, yeah. Absolutely. You gotta work yourself pretty hard. Only if you make it. Look back, you know, it's like jogging. You look back and say you started jogging with 50 people. 10 of them may have already quit halfway through the jog, you know, through the race. You know, you can look back and then 20 more quit. Closer and closer you get to the finish line. Just look at all the people who start doing these computer science tutorials. And it's 50 videos. By the time you get to the 50th video, it started with a million views, and now it's like 100,000 views by the time you got to the close to the finish line, the last video. Where everybody go? So these are important things to understand, and that you got to persevere. It's not gonna be easy. So I recommend artists, you know, work out. Don't neglect your workouts. They build, and when you're physically strong and you're physically tough, it does make you, I believe, emotionally and mentally tough. Can't help but be, because I recommend finishing a workout program so you can, you know, optimize your workouts and stuff. And it shows that you're committed when you finish a workout. I guess that's what I'm going to talk about in my next podcast, is how exercise can help you build character, help you build strength, and help you, be top notch. This is the bclarkart.com past podcast, and a little bit about me. I'm an artist out of California. I make abstracts, realism, contemporary work, and I like comic books as well. Comic book art is really cool to me. Love detailed artwork. Studying and have studied from the masters, and am a lifelong student of the arts. I am from California, but had to move to Mississippi so I could help family. And have recently just, you know, started to try to infuse more energy into my art and to, you know, see what can manifest itself. So now, you know, I do these podcasts to inspire, to uplift, and help people on their artistic journeys, being it visual or being non-visual. It could be music, could be a lot of things, you know, just trying to put a leave something good, leave something positive. So, you know, recently I've been doing a lot of highlighting my different alien sketches and drawings, and I think this could be a good series that I might run with. But in this podcast, we're going to be talking about, I guess, overcoming more obstacles and, you know, time management. I'd say one of the most difficult things as somebody who's trying to do art or attempting to do art, like you know, time management, being able to have enough time to work at it, work at the craft, and dedicate enough energy into, you know, keep putting your all into it. As with anything in life, it's nice to be able to invest the energy needed to be successful at whatever it is you're trying to pursue. A lot of us have deals and obligations and responsibilities, and that kind of makes it hard to pursue, you know, artistic pursuits at times. But, you know, just it's just about, like, balancing it. I'm seeing some good results with doing short videos. Instagram Reels is pretty good. It's been working pretty good for me. Pretty good amount of views. Just trying to see what the results will be long term with you know, doing more videos and stuff like that. So I have a putting the time in, putting the effort in, and all of that. So one of the, you know, to get into the topic, one of the bigger obstacles that I've faced, right, in terms of overcoming is, okay, so you have this painting, you have this sketch that you did, and it looks good and everything. And your client might be happy about it to see it. And it's, say, a painting of, I don't know, almost got in an accident. So, thank God nobody was behind me. Talk about obstacles. So this is why I want to be a full-time artist. You know, these podcasts are in real time. I don't edit. I don't chop and cut. I want y'all to have the real and the raw and uncut. I almost got in an accident. A guy was trying to get over for somebody else and didn't look. See that I was behind him. He almost got in my lane. I could have hit him. You know, things happen. People make mistakes. So I try not to be too harsh on people. You know, road rage is... road rage is a real thing. And, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to lose control. I think one of the more frustrating things is, as an artist, is to hear people say you have talent and your art is nice and beautiful, but not getting, you know, nobody wants to purchase it. So, you know, that's the main issue. when you're trying to build a brand, or you're striving to build a brand or build an audience, is how do I get this audience to support my work and believe in what I'm doing. So, you know, my main motto is to keep it real, keep it raw, keep it uncut, keep it authentic. And you're putting yourself out there, and it's not always easy, it's not always clear cut and dry, but it gets quite frustrating. That's why I recommend artists to just have a source of income while you build your thing. You know, there's times where, yes, you want to work on your art, but you don't want that kind of stress on you. You know, maybe it'll sell, maybe it won't. From what I understand about artists in the modern era, is they make their income from several different sources. They're not just making their income for their art. So it's important to have, to be stacked, and like, have a myriad of different ways to be able to make money from your works. So, you know, right now I'm trying to look into alternative monetizations for my videos and other content that I produce, maybe even image monetization. So different avenues I'm looking at. And that close call was just another one of those things where it's like, you know, how long do I want to be doing this, you know, in terms of, you know, courier work? You know, it's just like one accident can change everything. You end up all jacked up, and nobody really gonna help you with these, you know, in the gig economy, which is allows me the flexibility to make art and do other things and not have to be locked down into a job that is going to put limitations on how long I can take off, or how many days I can take off. It's nice to be able to, take off like 4 or 5 days at a time, and then get back out there and keep drawing, keep sketching, keep painting. Keep working after you take off a couple days. My mind's kind of all over the place right now after that event. But, you know, if I do take off, I have a little bit saved, so I can, you know, go out there and go on a tear, and, you know, try to make sure my health is up so that way I have plenty of energy to go on these tears. And, all that good stuff. So let's say you're an artist, back where I was, say you're an artist and you're painting, you're drawing, and you're sketching, and you wanna, let's say you're painting and drawing and whatever it is, and you notice that something doesn't look right. So you go back, you look at it, something doesn't look right. You go back, you look at it, and something's not right. So now you got to go back over that entire portion of that painting to be able to get the painting to look right. And it's frustrating. And then there's times where no matter what you do, it doesn't look the way exactly like the book or exactly like the image that you're looking at. And so for many artists, it's very frustrating. You know, sometimes you can spend hours, just even days, you know, fixing a piece, and it's like, man, this thing still doesn't look right. It can be very aggravating. So I just think it's important to, you know, just keep going. It's a lot of things that will discourage you. I can't count how many paintings I've had that, you know, I basically just wanted to give up on these paintings. Man, it doesn't look right, it's so frustrating. Like, I had that problem with the Michelle Obama painting I did. It's just the struggle with those cheeks and face cheeks. I was struggling with those, and I was having a problem with getting the tones right and getting the blending correct, and so I had to go back over it over and over again. It was very aggravating. So it's good to play music while you're doing your thing that you like, so it's not a big deal. You know, this is why a lot of people stay away from realism paintings, because it's not fun when the painting just does not look the way the photo looks. You know, you get aggravated. But if you chisel at it, and when you think you're done, keep going. It'll look better and better and better and better and better. You gotta experiment more with glazing mediums as well. Glazing medium solution. I heard it's better to blend and better shade with glazing medium. So there's something else I need to experiment with. And, you know, these are obstacles that you have to overcome. You know, it's maintaining that perfect work-life balance. Keeping yourself healthy, trying to make time for family and friends, and all these are obstacles that you have to face and overcome, and you will, all in due time. Doing some experiments on TikTok. You know, I think I had to kind of take the advice of others. You know, you don't want to not ignore that advice, especially if it's working, you see results. Yesterday I was just kind of frustrated, you know, just with a lot of things, but it's just all about, you know, perseverance. You know, life is, unless you're born into a lot of money or you have a lot, you know, it's not always easy attempting to especially not attempting to do anything self-employment wise. It's so easy to get discouraged. You know, can you keep working when I guess things aren't working right? Can you keep your head up when things just look bleak? Can you keep outworking yourself on a day-to-day basis until you get to where you want to get to? That's the question. So, oh shit, I think I'm in a rock and a hard place. Boy, I need to get off this road, man. This is, you know, this is the, man, so dangerous, man. So dangerous. My goodness, man. I had a car getting on the on ramp. The truck was next to the car, and the car was running out of space. And it was either the truck had to get over or the person had to get behind the truck. So dangerous, man. Get off of this road. Y'all help me get off this road. So anyways, sorry for the cussing. It's just, man, people are so, man, that's what I talk about. I talk about live challenges. You know, you gotta be able to deal with the stuff out here. So, one wrong move and that's it. So it's, you know, you learn a lot about yourself out on the road. You learn a lot about your character. Your mindset has to be very positive to deal with the things that go wrong. Things that go bump in the night. So mindset is important when you're dealing with artwork because you're going to face obstacles. You're going to be tested. You know? Life is a test. Almost constant pressure is why people can grow to have anxiety. I battle with anxiety. The one thing I want to say about anxiety is, you know, the exercise helps with that. Quiet meditation time helps with anxiety. And then just playing some relaxing music helps with that as well in regards to your artistic journey. Never before in history has it been more easier to have a platform. And you know, now is just the time to, you know, have a platform and have... It's a good time to have a platform, and it's a good time to have a, you know, a way of, you got emergency lights in my left lane over here. Somebody's left lane with their emergency lights. It's tough, man. So. You gotta laugh about this stuff sometimes. Sometimes I draw blanks. I guess I'll continue to talk about obstacles. The obstacle I had yesterday was, you know, I went to work, whatever, and just didn't make that much yesterday. You know, it's kind of messed up how, you know, these gig companies, they're, you know, they're setting the rates and not the drivers. That's what's making people so disgruntled, so angry with these gig companies and how they treat their drivers. Run miles up on their car, who risk their lives out on these roads. In the moment that we need help, the moment that we're down and out on our fortune, the moment that we're struggling, you know, they're nowhere to be found. They won't help you. You know, it's like you hit a pothole and destroy your car. Hey, can I get a little help? DoorDash? You know what I'm saying? No sorry, Bob. So, then you're putting a strain kind of on other family, other people. You don't want to feel bad about that. You know, you want to be able to work and not feel so bad. That's why people are just getting regular jobs. There's any job at all. However, that being said, usually on the weekends, the gig apps are pretty good in terms of food delivery or if you drive people. It's just that you gotta be careful. And, watch how you drive, watch the road, no distractions. The thing about art, as with any endeavor, is, you know, you need money to be able to go to art events and, you know, sell your artworks and paintings and sketches. If you're a musician, you gotta have, you know, money to travel, you know, and everything else. So, you know, it's a lot of different challenges. But I would say on each journey, there's no clear rules that determine, like, there's no clear-cut path to success on any journey. You have to stay diligent. You have to stay at it. You can't let nothing stop you. I have every reason. You know, I could talk about my hacking challenge. So, you know, not too long ago, the website bclarkart.com was hacked. Of course, now it forwards you to bclarkart.shop. And, you know, it was hacked not too long ago. And somebody, it pretty much destroyed my YouTube channel because I was earning some income from that channel. And that's when you can make money with YouTube. Nowadays, it's like, you know, you gotta build a big enough audience to even have a chance at, you know, YouTube. You gotta be very consistent. You gotta create content that is compelling. So, yeah, that was back in 2017, 2018. Gosh. So that set me back big time. It discouraged me. It kind of broke my morale down a little bit, and I stopped kind of worrying about art and stuff. You know, and I realized that, you know, that's letting my enemies defeat me, you know, by quitting, you know, or slowing down. You know, quitting is gonna probably be your biggest obstacle in art, because when you're not making any money, you want to make money from your art. It's frustrating when you know, everybody likes your work, but you're not getting paid, you know. Makes you want to take some painting and just throw it up against the wall. Remember one art piece I completed, I was kind of angry when I completed it. I might touch it up some more. It's called Daddy's Work Day. And it shows, you know, a guy out doing some mowing the lawn. You know, I got frustrated with that piece, you know, and it just wasn't a piece that, it wasn't a piece that I was happy with, you know, and the person I made it for wasn't that happy either, so, you know, that's why I just told myself, I said, you know, commission work ain't for every artist. Some artists just want to paint and get paid. And some artists don't want to have to go by the strict rules and all this other stuff. So I understand where they're coming from, but adversity and obstacles, you know, and what you go through is going to determine your success as an artist. And you got to be diligent, you got to be focused, you got to be determined. And if you have those things, those intangibles, and you're willing to deal with getting hacked, you're willing to, you can handle overcoming that obstacle, I see good, you know, it's a good thing that's going to happen for you. It's not a guarantee. No good things happen. No doubt about it. I've had some nice successes with art. I think I made more with art than I have other things. You know, just really about getting enough exposure to, and getting in front of enough exposure by the right people. I just say you got to make shows in there with doing the social media stuff, and then you can make some art shows in there. That makes for, and the art shows help you with getting in front of people. People like to see your art in person a lot of times, so in-person art is very popular. So definitely make shows in there. And you gotta, you know, make something that's unique to you. You know, it's called a unique selling proposition in business. And it's important to have got an idiot behind me tailgating me. Deal with these idiots. I don't do that crap just to, you know, just to move you out of the way and stuff. It's like I can't go no faster. There's two trucks blocking both lanes in front of me. Where am I gonna go? Where are you gonna go? Why are you tailgating me? You see? This is the stupidity that exists on this planet. Well, you know, you just have to just kind of deal with the fact that these people are brainwashed, you know, and highly, highly negative what this guy is doing. You're going to get in front of me. You're going to tell. You're going to hit me. I'll go slower. How about that? Let your crazy self up. So anyways, I'm not trying to do too many stare downs and stuff like that these days. So we gotta just let these idiots go. No pun to any other good drivers out there, but anyways, it's a beautiful day. We'll have a good day. We're gonna keep it positive. It's, you know, staying positive is the hard part about anything, because it seems like, you know, everything seems so bleak. You gotta still stay positive. Even when things seem bleak. I got a guy now in front of me doing 40 on the interstate. They're not going any slower. They want everybody to look at the sticker in the window. Talking about Trump. You know, talking about a nation divided right now. Still on him. Yeah, some people still on the, you know, left and right paradigm, and the whole system needs to be reformed, you know, because there's a bigger force behind those puppets. I ain't getting into too many politics, but You know, I stand on the side of freedom and freedoms, liberties, rights, right to assemble and everything else. You know, I disagree with our rights being taken away. People have a right, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We need to exercise that right while we still have it. Period. And that's you know, facts. And we side with the good people of the continent of America. And want to make, you know, beautiful artworks that inspire the people to overcome what we're being pushed into. And you know, talk a little bit conspiracy, not too much. It's really not a conspiracy, it's just what's right or wrong. And to tell me that good health is putting a piece of cloth on my face and breathing in fabric, you know, it's really a sad thing. Really a sad thing. And of course, you got your wonderful facts. You know, so it just... I disagree. Disagree with a lot. That's why I made What About Wine, you know. I made that What About Wine painting because, you know, I was tired of this obstacle that was put in my way, like a lot of people. Some people lost their businesses, some people lost their jobs. Some jobs ain't coming back. Automation's starting to take over. You go to McDonald's now, you put your order in at the screen, and then somebody calls your number and brings you your food. Taco Bell has the same thing. Mark my words, healthy fast food might be a trend in the near future. Watch out. People want to be healthier than ever after these scamdemics and everything else going on. Want to be healthier than ever. Get rid of it. Away from all this mess. There's a mess over here. Goodness, man. I'm tired of all this madness. But you guys gotta get me off this road. That's why we're doing the B Clark Art Podcast. We appreciate y'all listening in, tuning in to this wonderful podcast. Pretty much in this society, you have to become a celebrity to sell some art. You know, if you can get CBS to highlight your artwork, you're going to already be considered a celebrity overnight. Overnight. You don't even got to have talent. But I'm quite sure there's ways of coming across as a celebrity if you put the effort in. It does take a lot of effort. Okay, I have a truck now, riding both lanes, almost ran in the back of them. Slowed down, about to pick it up. You know, I was in truck driving school. That's another obstacle I faced. There's one point in time I was trying to become a truck driver. Yes. That is the truth. I realized it's not for me. Not saying I can't drive a truck. I can drive a truck. You know, I can't be rushed though, trying to learn how to drive a regular semi-truck. Yeah, I have to take it kind of slow. You know? Gotta take it kind of slow. sometimes with art, you know, I have to take it kind of slow as well, because, you know, I had thought I finished one art piece, and then I realized, no, it's not done. You got to be patient enough to sit there and work at it, work at it, work at it, work at it, work at it. And then you got to work pretty hard at it. You know, it's, you're going to put the work in, you're going to put the time in. So. Had a police stop somebody up here. There's never a dull moment out here. I don't recommend anybody. If you can't stay at home and do art, do so. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. There's always something. So about the hacking event, it wiped out a bunch of my websites. That's when I had time to really do artwork. And of course, when I had time, I didn't work on it. Now that I don't have time, I'm trying to put the work in at the wrong time. But, I always look at it as I gotta do what I gotta do. Make sure bills are paid. Make sure I can keep going. Sustain myself. It's quite challenging at times. Sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you really do get tired. But all in all, that lesson just taught me, you know, just keep going. One thing Eric Thomas always says is, you're already, you know, don't cry to give up, cry to keep going. You're already in pain, get a reward from it. Get something out of it. It's true. You'll learn whether or not you really want something when you're down and out. We all get down sometimes, you're never out. I want to repeat that again. We all get down sometimes, but you're never out. Never are you out. That's it for this podcast. I'm gonna wake up with some coffee. Stay tuned for more bclarkart.com podcasts. I have some news for y'all tomorrow. I didn't really get a chance to, you know, go over the news, but I will go over the news tomorrow and do a podcast. So watch out for that one.